back to another episode of The Starting Block, and today I am stealing from the internet, like everybody else steals from the internet. I saw something shared on social media that I thought was pretty interesting and relevant to, you know, people who would listen to this show. It's called Reminders for the Anxious and Depressed Creatives. And I have been anxious and depressed as a person who attempts to make things, and so I thought this was this actually made some pretty good points for, you know, a casual, you know, thing that people post and hope that it gets reshared, et cetera, et cetera. So the first one is that you're more than what you make. I think that's a very valid point. You know, I think a lot of us can, you know, marry ourselves to what it is that we do to our jobs. You know, I am a dancer. I am a writer. I am an artist, as opposed to I am someone who writes. I am someone who dances. I am someone who makes art, visual art, let's say. And you know, that can really start to be, that can be a problem, you know. The other one is, or the next one is, your productivity does not determine your value. Now, that one's probably halfway true. You know, personally, no, it doesn't determine your value, but professionally, it does. You know, if you have deadlines, your value as a professional is going to be based on how much work you make, the quality of work you make, and whether you get it done on time. You know, my freelancers out there know what that is. So your productivity in the professional sense does determine your value, but it doesn't determine your personal value. And I think, again, that speaks back to the very first point. It's okay to do nothing sometimes. So many of my freelancer friends say they feel, and really people I know who are self-employed, say they feel really, really guilty when they go on vacations. They don't take vacations. They don't take time off for themselves because they feel like it's not okay to just do nothing. They have to be working. They have to be on the grind, on the grizzly, trying to make it happen. The next one is, not everything you do has to result in a product. And I think this is going to vary based on your mileage, but, you know, some people draw for a living and they draw for 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and then they draw for fun as a hobby outside of that. Some people draw 8, 9, 10 hours a day, paint 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and don't pick up the brush, don't draw in the sketchbook at all outside of that. Some people only sit down to make work and don't really sketch or do anything in between. You know, it just really just kind of depends. But the idea that everything that you make does not have to have a target, that sometimes your mind can wander. You know, for every commercial artist, for every person who is a, you know, an artist for hire, you know, who gets an assignment or a commission, you know, there is a fine artist within you that just wants to just kind of do what you want to do. And it took a long time for me as a podcaster who's, you know, talked to a lot of, you know, artists and illustrators and painters and fine artists and, you know, and some sculptors and, you know, and other folks who make stuff, you know, to realize that, you know, the idea of being a fine artist is really just that. It's just making something that is not going to be the result of a product, even though ultimately you want to sell it and it's still a product. The next point is, not everything you make has to be important, significant, or even good. Fuck around. Just make the brush move, the stylus move, make the pencil move. Get in front of the keyboard and throw down, you know, 500 or 600 words and just see what comes out of you. So many times I think we sit down as creatives and we attempt to, I'm going to make this kind of a thing, and I'm going to do like a Mike Mignola thing, or I'm going to do like a Leonardo da Vinci thing, or I'm going to write a song just like, you know, Nina Simone. And he's like, no, just let something come out and see what happens. But even if something doesn't comes out that isn't great or good, you know, everything that we make doesn't have to be important. It doesn't have to, you know, move the world. People don't have to find Jesus looking at your shit. It's important to just let the creative juices flow. You can make things just for yourself. That's true. And that goes back to the point before it. Just do it for you. You know, don't think about anyone else. You know, if you don't show it to anyone else, make some stuff that you intentionally don't intend to show or share with anyone else. It's just for you. That's important. The game is to be sold, not told. Anyway, you can keep secrets for yourself, whether it's not posting some of your projects or not sharing your techniques. The not sharing your techniques, I don't know about that. I think, you know, you can share your techniques all day long, but nobody's going to have your taste. Nobody's going to think like you do. and nobody's going to make the things like you make. There's a producer in hip hop named Timbaland. Timbaland's style is very signature. And at the same time, he's changed it over the years. And part of the reason why his style is so signature and why his beats remain, you know, somewhat singular is because nobody thinks about him like he does. Nobody's brain is wired the way his is. You know, he gets on a path and he chases, he chases the track until he gets what he wants. And it's very specific to his sensibilities. There's just no denying it. The next one is You're Allowed to Say No. Now, my friend Dan DeSantos, on the very first episode of The Starting Block, you know, made the point that, you know, no creative really has power unless they have the power to say no. If you're desperate for a job, you're likely to take things that, you know, may not satisfy you in that balance between, you know, commerce and creativity, between making money and making art. So you have to try and keep your arms wrapped around and keep, you know, the power to say no in your quiver of arrows. You have to be able to say no and turn some things down. You have to say no so that you can appreciate the yeses. How about that? And you're allowed to rest. That goes back to what I was saying before, about creatives. So many freelancers I know, just they don't take time for themselves. A lot of people who are self-employed, you know, they work 50, 60 hours a week. They never take a vacation. And you really are allowed to rest. And rest can be a walk. You know, I remember I used to kind of resent walking my dog because I do most of the walking with him. I used to resent walking my dog Coco because, you know, he had to be walked 3 times a day. And yeah, I was the one who was mostly doing it. And then I started looking at it as an opportunity to kind of take a walk and let my brain just kind of, you know, resting can be reading. It can be watching television. It can be doing whatever. But, you know, you are allowed to rest. You don't have to make things 24/7. As much as you may want to, it's probably not a healthy thing. You need time for real life to creep in and for those real experiences to affect you so that you can in turn affect your work, you know, as a result of those experiences. So anyway, that's what that was all, everything that was on the meme. I thought that was a pretty cool thing to share, and I hope you got something out of it, and hope you enjoyed this very short solo episode of The Starting Block. Thanks, and keep making stuff.